Well, good morning, gentlemen, and unfortunately, dump, 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 another one bites the dust. This time it's Richard Hammond. I think most people know this guy. He was on Top Gear for many years. Then Amazon took it over and had Grand Tour and all that. But after 28 years with this femon, they're going to get a divorce. I wonder who instigated the divorce. I think we know. And what is it always about in a divorce for a femon? Well, it's money. Now, she already wants to get the £7 million house. Of course, that won't be all. She'll want some payment as well. And apparently, they're going to stay sort of friends and everything, and still be a family. Excuse me. You see, maybe I'm different, but all my ex-girlfriends are called exes for a reason. The same as my wife. Ugh. Horrible feeling. Once it's sort of over, it's over. I don't want anything to do with them. And I personally don't get this still want to be friends. I mean, it must be hard for married guys who get divorced. Well, the wife shocks him with the divorce. And there's kids involved. And of course, she'll probably get the house. And then he has to go to the house for visitation rights for his children and pick the kids up at a house that he's probably renovated for years. And a strange man answers the door. That's her new man. It's definitely a very big pill to swallow, I would say. And apparently his wife's going on about the big accident that he had, that he almost died. And as usual, she's making it all about her and how it affected her. Just a minute. I think it was him that had the accident. Him that had to go through the trauma. Of course, the news kind of dramatizes, but said she kicked him out into the barn. But his barn won't be like the barn you're thinking of. His barn is probably a deluxed house. But let's take a look at it through a femon's eyes. Right, he's on Top Gear. It's a very successful program. It's good money. Everything's great. And then it finishes. But then, luckily, Amazon has Grand Tour. It's more good money, even better money. But then that finally finishes. Well, now there's no real big money coming in. But I'm sure the divorce was just a coincidence. But forget the love and caring and all that. It does make business sense, doesn't it? Because marriage and divorce is a business for femons. And that's all it is. But I really have no clue why men get married in today's world. They must see it's a complete and utter scam. Every time in the divorce, it's all about money. Of course, he's a little bit unfortunate. I think his two children were femons as well. And of course, they're grown up a bit as well. So now he's got three femons. Oh, that's gonna cost you, buddy. You know, it seems to me that men care for femons and femons use men. Yeah, about right. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Take it easy.